The Traveler's Journal, June 2nd, with healthy advice about medical insurance overseas. Even experienced travelers have accidents and medical emergencies, the consequences of which will depend both on where they are and what they know. So before you leave home, answer one question. Will your medical insurance cover you where you're going? Doctors and hospitals in other countries generally don't turn away travelers in need, but most do expect to be paid for services rendered. Many foreign hospitals don't honor Blue Cross or Medicare, not to mention HMO coverage. That may entail paying for hospital stays or medical expenses on the spot, with cash or traveler's checks. You can't even count on using a credit card. You'll probably be reimbursed for your expenses by your insurer once you get home, but at very least, you'll have to provide a complete record of all charges. Know that if something does happen, you may not be able to get home quickly. Airlines have strict policies about passengers who are seriously ill. Stroke and heart attack victims can't fly for several weeks. Anyone on a stretcher will take up and pay for 11 seats on a plane. Emergency medical evacuation is very expensive, and that may mean a long convalescence on foreign soil. While the subject of medical coverage is complicated, the best way to avoid nasty surprises is to find out the extent of your coverage before you go. If you are not protected, buy some short-term medical insurance before you go, but understand exactly what's covered by any policy that you do buy. Many exclude protection for pre-existing conditions. Visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.